Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Lorraine Fitzmaurice from Blazing Salads, good afternoon, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Brendan.
And we're going to do a little bit of veggie comfort food. Just before we get to that, Lorraine, Blazing Salads has closed down. People will be so sad to hear that. It was such a kind of a Dublin institution for 40 years?
2 weeks ago today, we went out with on a high though. The amount of well-wishers and just flowers, chocolates, wine. It was, you know, it was amazing. I didn't expect it. But yes, it's been, it was a difficult decision to make.
Yeah.
But the decision was like made for us, really. We tried this year, we downscaled from the original Blazing Salads building to another unit that we had in the George Street Arcade. And we tried for a full year, but we didn't take 1 cent more than we had done, and we needed to take in more money.
Has the texture of town changed?
Totally. Like, our business was very, you know, small spend. So we relied on volume, and the volume was just gone completely. And then another aspect of the business was to do lunches for, you know, different corporations.
Yeah.
And that went as well. So it was just no money coming in and a lot of money having to go out. That's, you know, that's what happened.
Are you very sad?
I don't know whether to say this or not, but no, I'm very positive about the future. I'm lucky I'm a positive person. But we just couldn't wait around for things to change. So the decision was made for us. But, you know, I'm one of those people that once, you know, I just have to figure out now where the future is. I know it'll be in food somehow, but I just have to figure that out. But it won't be bricks and mortar anyway for a long time.
Okay. You know? But you won't stop cooking anyway. And we
definitely
are going
not
to talk about comfort food. And nothing is more comforting, I think, than a roast dinner. But you're going to tell us how to do a vegetarian roast dinner without meat, obviously.
Yes.
So then some people are automatically now thinking, not roast. I don't even know what one is. Like, I'm imagining nuts stuck together.
You're saying roast, but yeah, people think of meat straight away. And even as a, you know, as a vegetarian, roast, then people think a nut roast. But no, nut roast to me is only maybe a Christmas or, you know, vegetarian Wellington. No, there may be Christmas things. But if you want to have like a Sunday dinner, a nice centrepiece, and then
so you
lots
do
of,
have to have the kind of wowish thing in the middle.
Like, yeah, well,
you can't just give people all the
people
veg of a roast without the meat. Like,
well, you'd go for that if you were going to someone's house. But
okay.
If you're cooking for people or if I'm cooking for the family, you do need a centrepiece. And then around that, then you'll have your roasted veg, lots of roasted veg. That's the roast bit. So there's two things that, you know, I think always work very well. One, a much simpler one, is a black bean and sweet potato hot pot that you can make in advance, and it can be a stew during the week as well. But then if you want to make it as a centrepiece, you make cornbread separately and then you place that on top of the stew and bake that in the oven with, you know, the chili flakes and all sprinkled on top. And that just looks really well when you bring it to the table. And then this cornbread has risen on the top and it's gone down into the black beans, which have kind of a Mexican feel about them. So that's very Moorish. That's a lovely.
Okay. And we'll put a recipe. You've given us a recipe for that, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
What about a herbed roulade?
And then the herbed roulade, it looks like there's a lot going on, but this is really delicious. And people will be wowed by this if you make it for friends or family. So it's more like a frittata cum pancake. So when you're rolling it up like a Swiss roll, it's easy to do. It's not it's not scary.
So you kind of make a batter and make a flat pancake.
Yeah, with herbs and free range eggs.
And what are we putting in then for the rolling up?
So you can put spinach, and ricotta is one of my favourites with fresh basil. But another combination is lovely is if you have, at the moment now, wild mushrooms are a lot out there, and mushrooms are the big thing.
So and mushrooms are meaty as well, aren't they?
They've got a good taste and
like
a good texture.
Yeah.
So that's going to go down on top of your pancake, and then you roll it up. You can then put it with cling film and put it in your fridge for a good few hours. So that's made in advance. And then you put that in the oven covered in tin foil. So that comes out warm, and you've made a roasted tomato sauce on the side to go with that. So you put the roasted tomato sauce down on the plate, and then you slice this. It comes out like a Swiss roll, and then that has a lovely circle of lovely rolled vegetables. It's very, very delicious.
Okay, so like people will feel they've had their dinner, yeah.
That's it, yes.
Now, people often do a whole roast cauliflower. You have a better take on that.
I do. Whole roast cauliflower, it can fall apart on you quite quickly, and that's going to be very stressful. So cauliflower steaks are a much easier option, and I think they cook much better. So you slice the cauliflower about 2 inches thick, and then they go down. You brush with olive oil on each side, and then on one side you're going to brush it with lots of harissa, which is lovely and spicy. And that goes into your oven for maybe 20 minutes. And then when that comes out, you've made a salsa on the side. One of my favourites is to make a salsa, but make it very nutty. So a salsa can be like a pesto. So you've lots of nice herbs, pesto herbs. And then if you roughly chop some toasted pistachio nuts or cashew nuts or toasted almonds, and then that is drizzled on the top of the cauliflower steak. Very, very nice.
Really, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And are you getting good. Are you getting a steaky texture or good? You're getting a good solid texture
from
the cauliflower.
I've never eaten a steak, so
never. Just, okay.
No. Right. So I don't even know what that. Yeah, but that's. But I'm told yes, you have that texture. You've got to cut into it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and then take a big mouthful. That all that type of thing.
Okay. So trimmings wise, are we still getting roast potatoes? Yeah.
Still getting roast potatoes. That's always a must. I love roast potatoes. My husband does them on Thursday nights. That's the big thing in our house. He does the roasties on a Thursday night.
Have you a special, most people have a special technique or tip?
Well, I think the best thing to do is you must parboil. I tried doing them sometimes not parboiling, and they don't get that rough edge then, you know, when you shake it in the tin. So you do need to do that because that creates a crispiness. Otherwise, they're not as crispy. So that would just be the one tip that I would have.
Yeah.
And a nice hot oven. Same when you're roasting any vegetables, really. Hot oven, 220, definitely, and on the top shelf. A must everyone should try is roasted cauliflower. It's just fantastic. Cauliflower florets, chop up the stalk as well. Then you're going to put mustard seeds, cumin seeds, olive oil, some turmeric to create a lovely yellow look, and then curry powder. Toss it up into the oven, top shelf, within 15 minutes. We used to sell trays and trays of these in Blazing Salads. It's really, really delicious.
Okay.
And it looked like...
I think cauliflower wings, they're calling that these days.
Are they? But you don't have to put them in like batter. That. You're just putting it straight in the oven.
Okay. Now, are we getting any gravy would be my one anxiety around all this.
Gravy, definitely. Of course, I don't do a meat gravy. In our house now, when we're doing sausage and mash night, even though my husband's not a vegetarian, he'll eat meat, we're only doing onion gravy. So delicious. Slow cooking the onion on the pan, and then you're going to add a thickener of arrowroot or corn flour with soy sauce and ginger, and that'll thicken on the pan.
Of course, soy sauce is great for the deep flavour as well, isn't it? If you're missing the meatiness.
Perfect.
Okay, Lorraine Fitzmaurice, we'll put all those recipes and tips and everything up on the website. Thank you very much. And listen, the very best of luck to you and your family and the Blazing Salads team.
Great.
And I'm sure everyone has a bright future ahead of them. Thanks, Lorraine.
Onwards and upwards.
Yes, exactly. Onwards and upwards.